Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Good afternoon and welcome to Ambassador Baptist Church. It is a joy to be gathered here today to worship and give thanks to the Lord. Today is an extra special day because we get the opportunity to celebrate the 50th birthday of Reverend James Odedi. As Proverbs 9:11 says, wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. What an incredible gift Pastor James is to our community. Although his time here has been short, he has poured out his love, faith, and wisdom, serving as a tireless shepherd for us all. We are so grateful for his faithful preaching, the personal moments of encouragement, and the spiritual guidance he offers week after week. So as we begin this special celebration, let us do so with hearts full of gratitude, love, and the joyous fellowship of community. Let us honor and celebrate with Pastor James in this service of thanksgiving and singspiration. I'd like to call Reverend Will Hawks to the front for the call to worship and our opening prayer.
Come, let us worship the Lord. Let us join our joyful hearts in grace and his dominion. So I wanted to invite you all to gather as we conduct ourselves in this. Let's join together in prayer. Loving God, you have first heard the chorus of the angels as they brought you true and genuine worship. We come now, not as those who are challenged, frustrated, but as those who are entering into this sacred place to sing joyfully as we serve you. And so knit our hearts together in that grace, that purpose, and that peace that comes as we fellowship together, that we may taste a little bit of heaven here in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray and believe. Amen.
Thank you. If you are able to stand for our opening hymn, the words will be on the screen for you. And I believe the hymn, if it hasn't changed, is Now Thank We All Our God. Oh, no. To God be the glory. Our first scripture reading this morning is Psalm 90, 12, and 117, 1 to 2. But it doesn't say who's reading it. So I guess I am. Just let me grab a Bible. Psalm 90:12 reads, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And flipping over to Psalm 117, verses 1 to 2, "Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." And now we're going to sing some choruses. It appears we've lost the birthday man who was supposed to lead the choruses. Kevin, do you have them? We have no choruses. Okay. All right. So then the next part says we're supposed to present Pastor James, but I don't see Pastor James, so guess I'm not going to do that. So how about we read Psalm 1, 1 to 6? There you are. Yeah. What about the choruses?
Okay, so I was trying to make sure that I look kind of white. So, with some black on it. So, well, we'll just try and we probably will skip some things, and then we'll bring ourselves closer to some of the songs. So for now, we'll just readjust ourselves, and then I'll just take the first set of songs, and then we'll go into the word and other things that follows. So I'll just take one or two songs. So that would be for our chorus. So I'm going to take some, just to help our mind, I'll be taking choruses that are native to Africa, because I just want you to have a feel. Today is a celebration of my birthday that took place yesterday. So being 50 years, it's God's faithfulness. So I'm just going to run us through what we will sing as choruses back in Nigeria or Ghana. And I just want you to enjoy it. Is that okay? At least we can do that today.
Be thou exalted, the Lord, above all heaven. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heaven. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heaven. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heaven. Let your glory be above all the earth. 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 You know, God is deserving of all our praise and worship. But then sometimes when we praise God, it seems as if it stays more in the atmosphere of the room where we are in. Why? Because the dimension of our hearts is what determines how well our worship goes beyond our immediate confines into the heavens. Why? Because God deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. And if only our hearts can be open as we reach out, not just our voices, but from our heart. And that's something He wants. And be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heaven. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heaven. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. It's alive. Amen. He's alive. My Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. In our lives, amen. And in our church, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He is alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Now I'm going to take one of the south part of Nigeria. They have a song in worship, and my wife is from south Nigeria, and I did spend the first part of my ministry as a Baptist minister started there, and so some of what has stayed with me are those songs we use in worship there. They have stayed so much in my spirit that there are times that they come up. Oh, you're my, oh, you're my, oh, you're my, oh, you're my, again, you're my, oh, you're my. Again, who you man? It says God is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. indeed our God is worthy to be praised. Oh, you're mine. Oh, you're mine. Oh, you're mine. Oh, you're mine. Again, you're mine. Oh, you're mine. Oh, again, oh, you're mine. Offering, 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 offering. Jehovah, offering, 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 Jehovah, offering. Another song. This is more from the Southwest Nigeria. That's where this song was composed. And it talks about, it's an English song, but it was composed there. And it talks about the power of God that never fails, the Jesus that never fails. And that's why we worship Him. Okay. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. And we serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails forevermore. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails forever. Amen. Thank you.
The second scripture reading is from Psalm 1:1-2. And it reads, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." I'd like to call Pastor Vaughn forward to pray for Ambassador. Not doing that then? All right. Reverend Alex Moyer, you're on. I'd like to introduce Reverend Alex Moyer. He's the interim pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm sure he's familiar to all of us.
Yes, indeed. I'm delighted to be with you this afternoon to share in these moments. And it's a birthday. It's a birthday celebration. And this kind of a birthday that James is celebrating this day is a very important one. It's so important that through the years, a lot of us have said that we refer to it as the 11th anniversary of our 39th birthday. I don't know whether you've been there or not, but I certainly have. Yep, that's for sure, And we're accustomed, when it comes to a birthday, we're accustomed to wishing people a happy birthday. That's what we normally say, but it's not always that easy to have a happy birthday. It doesn't always depend upon you. It depends on others as well. And we hope this day will be a happy birthday for James and for all of us when our time comes. But I've known usually the happy side, and but now and then the unhappy side or less than happy side, including about a month ago right now, where I was just cruising along, minding my own business, and then began to develop a little bit of a mild discomfort in the tummy, which eventually landed me in the hospital for an appendectomy. And on my birthday, which was 4 weeks ago tomorrow, I was in a hospital room for the first time in my life. Those things really coincided beautifully. The person who came in with my tray that morning plopped it down and said, "Well, happy birthday, sir." And I said, "Well, thank you very much." So we want to be happy. We want to wish happiness to James and all of us who enjoy birthdays. And in fact, that's what the scripture said that Jan just read to us from Psalm chapter 1. It says in my Bible, blessed, but that can mean happy as well. And this is the first word, this word asher. It's the first word in the first chapter of the Hebrew worship book. The first word is blessed, happy. And it is inextricably tied to worship. That's a good clue for us, isn't it? As we wish James a happy birthday, when we look at Scripture, we realize that happiness is all bound up in our worship of God. What the psalmist tries to do is he tries to establish that link. And a lot of people do this, folks who maybe are speakers or are leaders or whatever. When they're trying to help us understand something important, they often start with what we shouldn't do. So have you heard what Jan read to us? Blessed is the man who does not walk or stand or sit. Walking, standing, sitting are all actions of community. When we walk with somebody, when we sit with someone, when we stand with somebody. We might call it in modern parlance, hanging out. And don't we enjoy hanging out? It's one of the great experiences of life. It's part of community when we're with other people. And you know, one of the great examples in Canadian life of hanging out is if you happen to walk into a Tim Hortons. That is the biggest hangout across our great land. I sometimes, when I was working full-time, got to go into a Tim Hortons in the middle of the morning. Mornings are precious to me, especially the first part of the morning, because that's when I'm most alert. And so as a pastor, I would be preparing the message for Sunday morning and maybe other messages that are going on that I had to do. So I would always do that as early as I could in the morning. And so anybody who wanted to meet with me in the mornings, I would say to them, listen, wait till after 10:30. After 10:30, I'll meet you then. But that early time is precious to me. So sometimes they'd want to meet at Tim Hortons. So I'd say, okay, I'll meet you at Tim Hortons at 10:30. I'd walk in there, and the place is packed. The drive-thru is bumper to bumper. I walk into the Tim Hortons. I say, aren't you people supposed to be somewhere? Shouldn't you be working? Shouldn't you be doing something else? But we love to hang out at Tim Hortons, don't we? At the church I served in London for many years, we had a building expansion project after we were blessed enough to build our first building. Later on, we decided to expand, and in that expansion, we had a gym and some other education rooms and a community room and gym storage, but we also had room for another room, which we decided to give to our kids, to give to our youth. It was a youth hangout room, and they loved that place. Ping pong table, all kinds of furniture that nobody wanted at their home, but they brought it to the church because they figured the kids could use it, and they'd bounce all around in it. Nobody cared because it was kind of past usefulness anyway. But they loved that hangout. It's important, isn't it? It's about community and about us hanging out with God. That's important to us. We enjoy that. We think it's a very important thing. So the psalmist, in establishing that, trying to figure out what happiness is all about, says the first thing you need to realize is there are certain situations where you don't want to hang out. And maybe some people that you don't want to be with all the time. Now, we have to kind of qualify that remark. Because Jesus said to the Father, don't take them out of the world. So we need to be in the world, don't we? All our friends should not be believers for this reason. Because you have learned the way to the Father. You have a relationship with the Father. And I believe everybody wakes up. Everybody snaps out of it. They've been worshiping the wrong things for a long time, and then all of a sudden they realize this isn't the right way to go. There's got to be something better than this. And if they have you as a friend, even if it's not all the time, maybe you're not with each other regularly, but if they know you and they know you are a follower of our brother Jesus, they'll have somebody to ask about how to get this done. How do I switch worship? So we need to spend some time with folks who are still struggling with worship, don't know right what the right things are to worship. But we need to be careful a little bit. The psalmist writes, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Counsel is an important word. Walking with them, hanging out with them, hearing their counsel, their advice, taking it to heart. The word for wicked can mean angry. And although angry is a gift, anger is a gift from God. If we're not careful, anger can overcome us. Paul said, be angry, but sin not. Because so often anger can turn into bitterness. And as one old saint said to me, bitterness can only hurt you. So don't hang out and take counsel with the bitter people. Nor stand in the way of sinners. You know, standing around with folks, you know, and being part of that. And we're all sinners, of course. We all still struggle with that. But at least as followers of Jesus, when we commit to him, we say, I don't want that old life anymore. I want the new life. A sinner is somebody, when we focus so much on the symptoms of sin, the things that we do. But as we see in Genesis chapter 3 and Romans chapter 1, sin is deeper than that. Sin is basically saying to God, I think I got this. I think I figured this out. That's what the serpent said to Eve. You don't need him. You're going to be wise on your own. That is a crucial mistake that all of us make at one point in our lives or other where we say, I think I figured this out. We don't need to be around that kind of attitude. We don't need to let that soak into our lives. We know it's not so. We know it's not true. Finally, the psalmist says, or sit. When you're sitting, you're really with others. Sit in the seat of mockers, or as the old King James Version said, scoffers. Cynicism. That, if it seeps into our life, that'll hurt us worse than bitterness. Cynicism. We have a cynicism epidemic in our world today. So we've gotten away, or we've figured out what not to do. Then the psalmist says, what do you do if you want to be a happy person? If you want to have a happy or a blessed birthday, what do you do? Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. In his delight is in the law of the Lord. Since COVID, I've been kind of a busy person. I retired from active ministry in 2018. And for about a year and a half, things went fairly pleasantly. And then all of a sudden, there were churches who needed help. And I've always felt, if I can do this, and that's what sort of what I've been trained to do, is to look into Scripture and prepare messages and help people. I'm a pastor. That's what I've been called to do. So I figured out if I could help, I would do that. I didn't plan this. I wasn't looking for work. But one church contacted me, and I was there 10 months. Another church, I was there 1 year. And currently, as Jan said, I'm at Grace Baptist starting my third year, which I hope will end soon because they've got a fella coming on the 7th of September. Hopefully that'll work out. But people looked at my schedule and they asked, what have you been doing? I said, well, I've been doing this. And they said, what? One person said to me, you failed retirement. You have failed retirement. Assuming that what I do creates a lot of stress. But it doesn't. Because when I prepare for the Wednesday night prayer meeting at Grace Baptist or the Sunday morning service and Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday morning, a little bit more on Saturday, getting ready on Sunday. But those four mornings, Tuesday through Friday, it doesn't matter how tired I am. It doesn't matter how disappointed I may be in a situation. It doesn't matter maybe how frustrated I am. When I sit down to prepare in the Word of God, it's like all of that just drains away. And I suddenly realize His presence and realize how wonderful this Word is. You know, it's not like anything else we hear in the world. You know, we hear conventional wisdom all over the place. Money talks. You can't beat City Hall. He who has the most toys wins. All of these wise expressions. But you go into the Bible, into His Word, you hear truth like you've never heard before. And it will lift you up. In His law is peace, is delight. That's just the way it is. I commend His Word to you and allow it to give you that delight that you want. If you want to be happy, find out what the Word of God has to say. We meditate on it day and night. My dad's father, my grandfather, lived on a different farm than us, but what Grandpa did was all over the farm, he'd put up signs of his favorite scriptures. He'd put them up on the buildings. He'd nail them to trees, which arborists wouldn't appreciate today for sure. But I'm sure it was a reminder to Grandpa of the scriptures that he loved so very much, meditating day and night on His Word. It's a wonderful practice for us to get into, whatever it takes. I had a friend who worked for a large international company, and every morning at his desk, about mid-morning, he'd bring up the Our Daily Bread website to read the piece for that day, meditating in the middle of the day. Heard of another man, Keith Miller was his name. He, along with Bruce Larson, followed the Methodists of many years before and brought back the small group movement into Christendom, into our churches. And Keith Miller, every day, he worked for a large petroleum company. He'd just become a Christian. He says, how can I remind myself of the presence of Christ? And so he covenanted between himself and the Lord that every day when he went to the water cooler to get a drink of water, he'd pray. He'd remember the Lord at that time, meditating day and night on His scripture. Do you want to be a blessed person? Do you want to have a truly happy birthday? Delight in the law of the Lord. Meditate upon it day and night. What's the result of all of that? If we apply that in our lives and we become that kind of person, it says in verse 3, He is like a tree planted by streams of water. Don't we need trees so much? And you know, we're starting to realize it more and more today as we cut them down for progress, for development. We figure out how much that we need trees. Trees help us when it rains a lot, don't they? You know, I was sitting in the office of my insurance broker. You remember back a few years ago now, when we had two really torrential downpours in a row during the summer at Windsor, causing all kinds of flooding. I had a friend who parked on Wyandotte Street and had to walk all the way home to his place, and he was waist deep in water. That's how bad the storms were. And I was in the office of my insurance broker, and we were trying to make sure that we had enough flood coverage. And he says, you know, every time we work on a road, we tear down trees. We need trees. We need trees for nourishment. They grow and produce many wonderful fruit, which we need. We need trees to breathe. The Bible says that the happy person, the blessed person who delights in the law of the Lord is like a tree. You think back into your spiritual life to the people who've blessed you. They're people who've nourished you, haven't they? People who've helped you grow in your faith. We need you trees, the people who embrace God's word and allow it to grow them. tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. That's what trees are like. We don't get apples and peaches and pears in the winter because that's their time off. You know, that's their Sabbath. And we need to watch that and listen to it from Scripture. We would love to be productive all the time, and our cell phones try to do that. When somebody gets issued a cell phone, well, watch out. You're not working 9 to 5 if you have a cell phone. They'll try to get at you at all times of the day. But you need a rest. That's what the Scriptures say. We call it Sabbath. For the Jewish folks, Sabbath is Saturday. For us Christians, it's Sunday. For us pastors, got to be different because we're sort of busy on Sunday. So we have to take another day to make sure we get our Sabbath. The word Sabbath, Shabbat, is the Hebrew word Shabbat. It means stop. Just stop. On your Sabbath day, stop the things that give you stress. Stop the things that keep you busy. Stop the things that where your sweat's dripping off the edge of your nose. I can't even cut grass on the Sabbath because the Bible tells me to stop. Shabbat. We need a time when we just stop. Eugene Peterson, a wonderful servant of the church, the fellow who worked on the Message Bible, which is a translation and a paraphrase. He knows the biblical languages. And Eugene Peterson once said that his Shabbat was made up of two things. One, nature. He and his wife would go out and embrace nature for the day. But secondly, he says it's about freedom. Freedom from the tyranny of all that I have to do. You know, even pastors have to give in now and then if there's an emergency or a funeral. But one black preacher said years ago, when I works hard. When I sits loose. That's what Sabbath and Shabbat is all about. Bringing our fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither. And finally, whatever he does prospers. Genesis chapter 32 says that the Lord was with Joseph. And in all he did, he prospered. And you know, when you think of prosperity, sometimes you find yourself listening to supposedly wise people who equate prosperity with wealth. But prosperity isn't wealth, is it? True prosperity, deep prosperity, is more than that. The Hebrew word that's used here, and if you do a little work in the Hebrew, you realize that there are these verb stems that they have. And this stem is called the hefil stem, and it affects the meaning of this word. Prosper doesn't mean that we prosper with all our hard work and all our cleverness. The hefil is a causative stem in all that he does. He is caused to prosper. That means that God prospers us. The Father of Lights prospers us. The Father of Lights knows what we need to be truly prosperous. It goes far beyond our wealth and is much deeper. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, James, to one who delights in the law of the Lord, to one who has become a tree, who nourishes others, who knows when to stop, I hope, and who is caused to be prosperous. May your prosperity be a true blessing to the congregation that you serve.
Thank you so much, Reverend Moyer. Not that it matters, but I think you're thriving in retirement. And you've blessed us today with those wise words. I'd like to call Reverend Braden forward to pray.
I briefly met James a few days ago, like a few weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I enjoy his presence and being with him and talking to him. And every time we meet, he brings a blessing in a sense. So I feel honored to be able to pray for him and his family. So let's bow our heads and pray. Almighty God, glorious and loving Father, we thank you for this special day and for the privilege of celebrating the life and ministry of your servant, Reverend James. We recognize that every breath, every year, every blessing comes from you and from your gracious hand. Lord, we give you thanks for the life of your servant and for the calling you have placed upon him to serve you faithfully here at Ambassador Baptist Church. We honor his dedication, his ministry, and the joy of seeing your hand at work in his life. Bless Pastor James in his calling as a shepherd of your flock here, may his preaching remain spirit-filled, his leadership Christ-centered, and his heart anchored in your word. Grant him wisdom to lead, compassion to serve, and courage to stand for truth. Make him truly a tree that finds his roots in your word, in your in the fellowship that he can have with you. And also make him this blessed man, this blessed pastor that can lead your church. Lord, we bring before you his beloved family who is now back in Africa, waiting to unite with him here. We ask you to intervene in this process. We ask for a favor from you to speed the process and help them reunite and be together in ministry and serve together the community here. We pray that during this time of waiting, you would surround them there with all your comfort, keep them, protect them. And also we pray for the heart of your servant here. Please encourage him and continue to make him an encouragement for us and for others. Lord, we pray that Pastor James will continue to serve with joy and courage, knowing that you are faithful to complete the work, the good work that you have begun in him and in his family. Lord, as we honor your servant today, we give you all the glory. May his life and ministry continue to bear fruit that remains, and may your kingdom advance through his faithful service. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Reverend Braden. For those of you that don't know, he is the pastor of the First Romanian Baptist Church in Windsor. It says there's words of greeting by churches and individuals, and David, it's got you there. So David Griffin is from Grace Ministries in Windsor.
I'm doing this because some people might not want to come up all the way to the holy and sacred area. So I'm going to come down a bit to encourage you, to admonish you, to bring your greetings. So is there anyone willing to begin to start us off with greetings? I see everybody's unfamiliar to me except Alex. And can I do a personal note, Alex? I have been aware of his ministry since 1968, because that was when I went to a little camp called Blue Water Camp, and he was one of the counselors. He wasn't my counselor, but I know at that camp, I realized the Baptists were doing something special. But who else would like to come and bring greetings, bring happy birthday greetings, bring a favorite song? There we go. Can you come on up, please? Thank you. You'll break the... Thank you.
The pastor, a very happy birthday, and to thank you for bringing us together on this day and in the church, and wonderful music that you've provided. I could listen to that all day, every day. And also your own songs that you brought to us. I could get a little more of that too. So,
thank you
very much, and happy birthday.
Who will be next?
The first minute I met Pastor James, I fell in love with him. He's a brother in Christ. Just like to bow our heads in prayer for him and his family. Sweet Holy Spirit, we ask that you would anoint this brother, that he would have a great ministry of souls here to glorify you. We just praise you for him and his family. Keep them safe, Father. In the name of the living word, amen.
Amen.
We love you, brother.
It's a joy to be here. My dear brother James and I met a little over a month ago, and we were at the concert. I see Pastor Boy over there with his dear wife and this dear lady. Some of you are familiar faces to me, but I'm Brother Ron Nelson, associate pastor at the Sandwich Baptist Church on the East End. And one thing I can say about Brother James, when I met him on the West End, you know what? I'm from Detroit. Sometimes I don't get directions right.
Oh, that's Northern
City. Yeah. And Detroit is the only city. I'm wavering into a direction here. Where Detroit is located, we're the only spot that enters into Canada from the south. Okay. But Brother James and I, we were instant lovemates in Christ. It is truly a blessing to have this man in my life. I would say that when I think of him, and I was thinking while I was listening to much of what was going on in our beginnings of worship, I think of light. Let your light so shine. When I think of Brother James, his life was not something that you could ignore upon meeting him if you have the life of Christ in you. It was something that I wanted to go further with. So the way I connect usually with people, particularly pastors, I like to eat with them. Something that, you know, I learned growing up in the culture of Detroit. You know what? There was never a worship at my home church where we didn't go down and eat. And you know what? That is a place of intimacy. And we enjoyed each other's company. And it was such a blessing to be able to, I believe, travel through his life in Nigeria and then Ghana and then to Canada. Considering the fact that I grew up in Detroit, born in 1957, that's a birth date that I truly embrace, because birthdays ought not ever be forgotten. And I know some people, you know, they don't want to have celebration or recognition on their day of birth. But the scripture says that the Lord says he's going to teach us to number our days. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you're still here. So when I think of Brother James, I think of his life. I think of he had a certain initiative. You know, everybody that you have lunch with, especially if it's the first time and you don't have any history, in my case, it's not always advantageous for me to initiate a conversation because I can carry it all the way to the benediction.
Preach it.
And I think it's passion. I think it's the passion of the person of Christ. And one thing I found out about Brother James, you know, he has a passion for the Lord, and that was initiated. I didn't have to really be the catalyst. So when I think of light, I think of his life, I think of his initiative, I think of the grace that he showed me by being so transparent with someone that he didn't have a literal history with. And then I thought about H in light. His heart was so passionate that I was able to follow him in his academic, in his affection, in his animation of being able to articulate, you know, his love relationship with Jesus Christ. And then I think about H, heart. His heart was so heavy to be able to preach the word of God, especially in these times.
Come on.
You have to have a heavy heart. You have to have a heart that not only grieves, but it also has the burden of the Lord to make you not compromise when it comes down to what we are facing today.
Amen.
And then T. I told him he's not going to give me a pain in the neck. We can look at each other. And I think about truth being transparent. Amen. That's the wonderful thing about being a true believer. You don't mind telling people your past to bring them up to the present and to also give them that direction of hope you have in your heart for the future. Thank you, Brother James. I appreciate you. I can't wait to eat some of your food after the service. You know, I'm just from Detroit. I'm just looking forward to that.
Amen. Thank you. Who else? We got lots of time. We might say we're on African time. I do see some Africans. So. Just saying.
My name is David. Most of you probably don't have a clue who I am, and that's okay. A few years ago, Kevin was looking for someone to speak at the church, and he gave me an opportunity. Well, then Kevin told me that they had finally found a pastor, and Pastor James was his name. Happy birthday, Pastor James. And Kevin said he would like to meet with you. He's going back to school. He needs someone to fill in for a Sunday morning service. And so I said, okay. And Pastor James got in contact with me, and we had a little chat on the phone. And he says, I will meet you in my office at exactly 2:30. And I said, well, Pastor, where's your office? And he says, well, it's on here in church in Tecumseh. I said, it's not at the church. Oh, no, not at the church. It's at Tim Hortons. That's the office. Well, I got there at the 25 after, and he was on a conference call. And he said, wait a minute, I'll be with you at 2:30. And I sat, bought him a donut and coffee, and waited. And at exactly 2:30, he stopped his conference call and invited me to have a discussion with him. And during the discussion, what touched my heart, he was just amazing. He says, I've called you here because I've got a theme for the month. And what I'm going to ask everybody to do in the church is row with me toward that direction of the theme. And I said, well, that's a great plan. He says, because I don't want to be rowing south when someone up there that I've invited to speak is going to row north. So you, David, will be rowing south. And I said, that's fine, Pastor. So what will you be doing at the helm, guiding us? He said, oh, David, no. God guides us. Amen. I'm going to sit in the front of the boat. I said, oh, okay. He said, I was sitting in the front of the boat, and I'm rowing with you. And we're all rowing south. Well, I do so enjoy. I love a man with a plan, and I really wish him the best here. I think he's a great fit for the church. And God bless you, Pastor. Happy birthday.
Amen. Pastor, you need to know, especially as you invited me to preach as well, I'm a sailor. We're just going to prepare all the things and hoist the sail and let God blow the boat. Who else is going to share with us, please? This is not the time to be shy. I would... Okay. So this is the end of part one. We're going to have some more songs.
Okay, hello, everyone. I've known Pastor for a little bit now. The first time I met him, it was not really a work trip, but it was like in London, and we were doing some kind of presentation, and I was doing the presentation that day, but I think Pastor's a very encouraging person, and I think that he is someone that you can always go to when it comes to responsibilities, and also he teaches you a lot. He's very bold, I'd say, as well. But he's a very good person. I'll just say that. Okay. Happy birthday.
And your name?
My name is Ninweer. Yeah. Ninweer. Yeah.
Shall we do another chorus or two? Yeah. I mean, I've got my African choruses lined up. Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for all the kind words. And for me, each time I meet people, I see that as an opportunity to be able to do something that God would want you to do, be his arms, be his eyes, be his whatever he would want you to be at that time. As his ambassador, he wants you to. Because God won't come down physically to come and get things done, but he prompts each and every one of us part-time to be his representative, to do the things that he wants. And so for me, it's a graceful privilege to be alive, to be loved, to be cared for, and to have people around me. So, thank you. I will take... we have a set of songs at this time. There's going to be English, there's going to be Ghanaian song, and there's going to be Nigerian song, and there's going to be a hymn. So that's just what we want to pretty to at this time. So I have Oscar here playing, my brother that I got to know just in the midst of this, and is amazing. Hallelujah. We also have Pastor Eddie, who could not make it of the Evangel by the Church. So he connected us. Interestingly, I discovered that Oscar from Nigeria and from the Niger Delta, where I spent more time and where I was able to get my lovely wife. Amen. So she's online watching us, so so you have to give me a feedback later. because she's known this guy most part of my life. So I'm 50 just yesterday, and she's known me for 27 years. And God blessed us with four wonderful kids. The one I call the deputy mother of the home, our only daughter, and the senior one. She'll be 26 by February next year. And then I have my boy squad. I call them my boy squad, even though they probably relate more with their mom than myself, but they love me. And so the boys, 18, 15, and then the last guy will be 13 by September next month. His birthday is always the last in the house. So I've been blessed by these people. And then being a worshiper, being a psalmist is something that is central to who I am. And so I don't take that for granted. And that's why we are doing this. So I'm going to take "My Hope is Built and Nothing Less." And then we're going to take "Above All." Then there's one of the songs from Nigeria, "Eze Ebube." It's a song I love so much. And then I will take a song from Ghana. That's where my family is. That's where I served for some years. And they're still there. And then I'm here. So that's home for us as well. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest in ease, unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. His holy covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my open state. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the... Can we take it together? On Christ the solid rock I stand, and all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. One more time.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand. All over ground is sinking sand.
And take above all,
above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, he to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and taught of me above. Crucified, laid behind the stone, he lives to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and taught of me. And taught of me above all.
Okay, so we're going to take the Nigerian song. This is an Igbo song, contemporary. So it has Igbo and then it has English. And it's one of the songs I do like because it speaks to appreciating God's grace and see his workings in our lives when we look in retrospect from where we are coming and where we are and where he's taking us to. It's titled Eze Ebube. That's the King of Glory.
More than my mouth can testify, more than my mind can comprehend, I have seen the wonders of your grace, and I'm so sure that and this is not the end. Oh, 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 is it? How far you brought me. Ezebube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace all my days
and I will sing your praise. Oh, 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 Eze Bube, see how far you brought me. And Eze Bube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see and I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days, and I will sing your praise. My heart is full of gratitude to you and no one else but you. I'm here only by your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for not giving up on me. Oh, is it Bube? See how far you brought me. And Ezebube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see and I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days, and I will sing your praise. See how far you brought me. Yes, Bube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days, and I will sing your praise.
Now listen to this.
Grace found me, and grace saved me, and grace made me who I am, and grace redeemed me, and grace sustains me, and grace made me who I am.
One more time.
Grace found me, and grace saved me, and grace made me who I am, and grace redeemed me, and grace sustained me, and grace made me who I am. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days, and I will sing your praise. Oh, Eze Bube, see how far you brought me. Eze Bube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. And I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days, and I will sing your praise.
Hallelujah. So I've been taking a Ghanaian song. It talks about the God who is worthy of our praise. It's Oye. Mr. Poku understands better.
Oye, Nana Toye, Wada.
Oh yeah, nana doye wada. Oh yeah, yeah oh yeah. Oh yeah, nana doye wada. Oh yeah, yeah oh yeah. Oh yeah, na na do yeah. Oh yeah, na na do yeah. Oh yeah. Nana toye woda. Oh yeah, Yehovah yeah. Oh yeah, nana toye woda. Oh yeah, Yehovah. Yeah. Oh yeah, nana doye woda. Oh yeah, Yehovah yeah. Oh yeah, nana doye woda.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy to be praised. I'll take in Christ alone. We'll just merge it up, and so that once I step off, I know I'm stepping off here. So those of us who know in Christ alone, you could join me. In Christ alone, my hope is found, and He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, the solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears is new, when striving sin, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, would to confess fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scum by the ones He came to save, till on the cross my Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on Him was laid, here in the blood of Christ I live, there in the grave His body laid, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave He rose again, and as He stands in victory, since cause is lost, it's weak on me, for I am here and He is mine.
bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. Oh, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's fresh cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Command my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever block me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
I'm sure you know 10,000 reasons for my heart to praise.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass, whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Somebody join.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Bless the Lord.
The Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. And on the day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul sing praise unending. 10,000 years then forever.
Somebody say,
bless the Lord, oh my, oh, oh my. Worship his holy name. Oh, sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name.
I'll
take the Yoruba song, and then when, if there are people who have anything to say, when they finish singing, then I'll just take the Ghana song, which is the last song I'll be taking. So, but I'll take the Yoruba contemporary. It's a very popular song written by Nathan Ebasi. It says, Onisha Iyano, the God of awesome wonder. The reason why we are alive, the things we've experienced, if we look, we will see the wonders of God in the midst of them. And I can say that looking at, as much as I know of myself, in the midst of the 50 years, God has been the God of awesome wonder. So I'll be taking this. Onisha Iyanu, you're the God of awesome wonders. I tasted of your power. Onisha Iyanu, you have shown me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard the wonders of your praise. Creation bow in awe of you, and we join to give you praise. The words you speak, 10 things around your outstretched hand has lifted me. You took away my chains and God that held me back. Onisha Iyanu, you're the God of awesome wonder. I tasted of your power. Oh, Onisha Iyanu, you have shown me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. Oh, 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 oh.
Say it all in song.
Right there.
If there's something pressing, please. But we also might want to move on to the next part. Is my Auntie Abiola here? There we go. Can we move to your prayer, or you can do a greeting and a prayer? Is that okay?
I don't feel like this is. Oh, there it is. It on.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm being cheeky because I've known my auntie for a few years only.
Okay. There's a song I'd like to share. It's been on my mind.
Need some volume on the mic.
Oh, yes, yes. My husband always talks about that. I don't know how many of us know On the Mountain, in the Valley, and
oh, yes.
The Sea. Okay. On the mountain, in the valley, in that land, and in the sea, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea, hallelujah, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. Amen. I just wanted to share that. It's great to have the Lord as our portion in the land of the living. That's all we need.
It's more than enough. It covers it all. And I just thank God for the testimony and the life of Pastor James. And everything people have been saying about him, I'm just saying, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. And even as the message went, you know, I just pray that all the promises in someone will follow him. And I believe they will, because if the first portion is honored, the Lord will honor his own portion. That's just how it goes. So I would like to just pray for him. I'm not a preacher, and I'm not trying to be one. So shall we pray, please? Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name. Lord, we just worship you for the convenience of approaching your throne. Yes. There is no other power on earth that offers such convenience. I can't just call my McCarney now and say, hey, let's talk. I can't even call Miriam Dickens. And you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the one who will have the whole world in your hand. And yet we can call you anytime. We can speak to you wherever we are. Father, we just praise your holy name for this privilege. We thank you for the work at Calvary that makes all this possible. Father, we bring before you at this time our brother, James Odedeyi. We thank you, Father, for his life once again. Thank you for his testimony. Thank you for how you've wonderfully and fearfully created him. Father, thank you for the thoughts you think of him, the plans you have for him. They are not of evil, they are of good. And those plans will give him an expected end. Father, we thank you for you have been teaching him to delight himself in you. And so we trust you that you grant the desires of his heart, even pertaining to his family back in Africa. Father, we agree as your body, as your saints, together that you please open the way and bring them here as soon as possible in the name of Jesus. Father, please keep them safe while they are here, even as you keep the husband safe, the father of the home safe here as well. Father, I pray for your anointing over his head that it will never dry. It will not run dry in the name of Jesus. Father, even as Psalm 23 says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup run over. Father, we pray that his cup will run over at all times in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to anoint his head with oil. Father, I pray at this time, Lord, even as you prepare a table before him in the presence of his enemies, why you choose to do that, we don't know, but you are sovereign and you are good. Father, we pray that you continue to watch over him, continue to bless him, continue to protect him, and let your testimony continue to run through his life. Father, people will encounter you through meeting him. We praise you for everything. We thank you for this fellowship. And we pray that everyone that has been a part of this will be specially blessed from this as well. Thank you for everything. We worship you, Lord. Accept our thanks and our praises in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Is Pastor Aguilar here? There we are. No? Yes?
I thought so. I don't know anybody here.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank the Lord that he gave me this privilege to give you the closing prayer and also the benediction. Being in the Kingsville Christian Fellowship, we do celebrate also a lot of birthdays. And we sing happy birthday. That's what we do. So I would ask everyone to please stand up. And all together, can we just say this? Happy birthday, Pastor James. Happy birthday. And here's a couple of things. Every time we do greet somebody in our church, happy birthday, I always remind the congregation of two things. Two things. One is that God is the source and sustainer of life. That's one. The second one is that we remind them, the congregation, of the brevity of life. But it is God who set eternity in our hearts. God is eternal. Father, we thank you. We thank you this afternoon, O Lord, with hearts full of joy and thanksgiving because of Jesus our Lord, our Savior. We give you praise. We give you worship. And we trust, Father God, that in every area of this worship program, we have honored you and that we have worshiped you. Lord, bless your people. Bless your people, O Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his holy presence with exceeding joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.
So I want to thank every one of us who have taken out time amidst your busy schedule to be here. And you have honored God. And I know he will honor you. And on behalf of myself, my family, and Ambassador Baptist Church, thank you for coming. Thank you for making this date. Thank you for joining me in this worship to God. And we're going to be having a reception right down after we leave here. And so, in saying my thank you, I would take the song in Ghana. It's a contemporary English Ghanaian song. And so I'll start with the English before I go into the Ghanaian one so that all of us can hear and know that. And once we do that, we're then going downstairs. And then let me add this. For as many of us who you feel like and you have felt led, we have a room for free will offering. You could just do that to support our outreach ministries that we do here. So you find the plate at the back, an empty plate. Just go ahead. Feel free to put whatever. And if you want to send it by electronic means, feel free. We have Kevin at the back. He can give you the detail. Thank you. And I thank God for all my people from Ambassador Janet and all those who have made this a wonderful day for this young man. For the Lord is good, and his mercies shall endure. For the Lord is good, and his mercies shall endure. Praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If present, oh yeah, nana do ye wo wo da. If present, oh, ye na yeah.
Jira, the I am. Oh, ye, not yet. Oh, ye, not yet. The era, the I am.
Thank you.
There's lots of food, and Pastor James made some of it, so please join us downstairs.